with the news. Here's Amanda Grant.
Canada goes for Olympic hockey gold today. Overcast, it's 1 degree. This nation owns the top of the podium and has a chance at a 14th gold medal in the men's hockey final. A victory by Team Canada against Team USA would set a new gold medal record for any country in a Winter Olympics. The Canadians will be looking to avenge a 5-3 loss to the Americans in the round-robin portion of the Olympic hockey tournament. Canadian athletes are enjoying a record-breaking gold rush at the 2010 Games. Canada leads the gold medal tally with a total of 13, picking up three more yesterday. Our overall medal total is a Canadian Winter Olympics best at 25. Vancouver 2010 head John Furlong says tonight's closing ceremony of the Olympic Games will poke a bit of fun at ourselves. He added it will be Canada's way of saying goodbye and thank you. Our flag bearer for the ceremonies is dual gold winner Charles Hamlin. A tsunami advisory for Canada's west coast has been canceled. It was issued for Canada and many other Pacific Rim countries after yesterday's 8.8 magnitude earthquake in Chile. BC's Provincial Emergency Program says by the time the waves reached Canadian waters, there wasn't much danger. Authorities in Haiti say 8 people are dead after heavy rain pounded the southwest and caused widespread flooding. 2 people are unaccounted for. It's still several weeks before the rainy season in the earthquake-ravaged nation typically starts. In sports, the pinnacle event is just hours away now, so grab your snacks and refreshments, then buckle yourself in for a fantastic ride. Canada and the U.S. face off for Olympic gold at 3:15. It's just after noon at KFUN. Tri-Cities weather is next.
Look for the big orange sign.
KFUN Tri-Cities weather. Wet flurries expected today, high of +1. Tonight, the chance of flurries continues, low of -5 overnight. And for Monday, the chance of flurries, again, high of -4. Right now, it's 1 degree. For KFUN, I'm Amanda Grant. The Tri-Cities Rain.